Ugandan filmmaker Okuyu Joel Atiku Prince won the international category for his film Mr. Ability. That is Simon Peter, the subject and, yes, star of Mr. Prince's film.
Man, Simon Peter, he basically was born with a disability. He can't use his hands, but everything that he needs to do, from walking to washing to brushing his teeth to eating to doing everything, he uses his feet. He is one man who has a brain that is, like, very fast and is very creative, and he has the energy, just that he doesn't have the limbs to move by.
Okuyu Joel Atiku Prince says Uganda is a country that does not deal with disability well.
In many families, even today, that when a family has a disabled child, the child is basically neglected because they feel uncomfortable having a child with disability, because they kind of feel it's a curse. So they don't want to live by the curse. So basically, people with disabilities are not treated well. Actually, they're treated lesser than human, I would say, because you find that even our buildings till today, they don't have provisions for people with disabilities.
Hasantha Dissanayake's film, Disability is Not a Disability, was voted People's Choice for its portrayal of a Sri Lankan dance teacher.
Miranda Hemalatha, she's a dancing teacher in Sri Lanka. It is an orphanage for differently abled people, differently abled children.
The teacher speaks with pride of her students.
I think people never believe that these children could do many things. They can do like normal children. Now this child, she was with me in my dancing class as well as in the other classes. And today she's a teacher in dancing at Lyceum International School. And what I have felt is she's a better teacher than me for these children. And today she can stand on her feet and earn her living. And she can go to any social strata and communicate with them and be part and parcel of the existing society.
The creator of the Focus on Ability Film Festival, Martin Wren, says Australia has come a long way in the 8 years since starting the event.
One of the things that Australia has to offer the world amongst our own cultural values is that idea of inclusion and opportunity being on an equitable basis. And that's what the film festival promotes, and it's literally going gangbusters.
The films have amassed more than 500,000 views online. After screening in Sydney, the festival heads to Zimbabwe and the United States to Los Angeles before the end of the year.